Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Today, we are talking the Florida Swing on the Bassmaster Elites, and later in the show, Florida Hammer John Cox will join us. Cox finished 7th and 4th the last time the pros were at the Harris Chain and the St. John's River in 2022, and he calls those his home waters. Buddy Gross got the win at Harris in 2022, and we'll talk to him as well. And in the leadoff role, opens fisherman and Florida guide Garrett Rocamora joins us with his take on the Florida Swing. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now time to take a look at our Omnia Fishing Lake preview. And we are looking at the Harris Chain. And yeah, we're going to peek ahead a little bit to the St. John's River. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions. You can see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and a 10% credit back on purchases, so you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership by going to omniafishing.com/bass. And you know what? I felt like we're talking to a lot of the elites. And of course, later on, we have got Buddy Gross and John Cox coming up. And I thought, you know what? Let's talk to one of the top guides from the Central Florida area. He also fishes the Bassmaster Opens, and his name is Garrett Rockamora, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Garrett, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing good, man. Just trying to stay dry today. Just got in from fishing.
I hear you. And, you know, when I'm looking at my my Omnia Pro map here, I'm seeing a lot of 75 to 78 degree water, you know, at the Harris Chain. I would suppose that that's pretty much what you're seeing all throughout Central Florida, but we did have a bit of a cold front come through earlier in the week. It was blowing pretty hard. You were out there on Kissimmee with some clients, and it was blowing pretty good, but you were still catching them. How do you think that will affect what these guys will see by the time the tournament begins, basically next Thursday?
I think it's going to help it out, you know. We got cold front come through. We're going to have some falling water temperatures. And by the time these guys are here, we got a new moon next that starts next Monday, Tuesday. So majority of these fish throughout Central Florida, North Florida, most of them are done spawning, but there is still some fish coming in. I don't think you're going to see a lot of spawning fish caught, but there will be some fish that come in on this new moon and this cold front. So, you know, you'll have a handful of guys bed fishing, but there's going to be a lot of post-spawn fish caught.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because around the country, you know, a lot of fishermen, I live in the Mid-South area on the Tennessee-Alabama border, and our fish are just moving up. A lot of country, we're just getting into the spawn, and there has been this cold front that it maybe pushed them a little bit away from the bank. But Florida, it's a totally different animal, and this being an April tournament, you know, we fished a lot of tournaments in Florida in the February time. We fished a Harris Chain on an Opens in October a couple of years ago as well, which was a little bit different. But just talk about the way these Florida fish spawn and how they'll spawn, you know, sometimes multiple times in 1 year.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we got a ton of lakes, a ton of water, and a ton of fish down here. I think there's multiple fish that spawn multiple times, but the weather's so flip-flop down here. You know, we'll have a week of cold weather, then a week of hot weather. Small wave will come in and pull out. And I think, you know, as the weather continues to do that, whether it's from it's usually January all the way into mid-April. I just think there's a lot of fish down here that do different things. And with the cold, hot, it just constantly bringing in different waves of fish. Like, for instance, Okeechobee. I mean, who knows how many fish are in Okeechobee, but those fish down there spawn from, I've seen them start in September all the way through June. Mm-hmm. I think just because there's so many fish in that lake, there's so many fish to spawn, you know. But, you know, it's kind of a – I've always thought about how crazy it is and how long the spawn is, because you go north, you know, Tennessee and north, you know, usually you get like a 2-3 week span of fish spawning, or say all the way north up on Champlain, you get like a 2 week window and mm-hmm. all the fish are spawn and it's kind of done. But down here, the weather's just so up and down, you know, cold for 4 days and warm for 5 days, that water heats up and fish just come to us. I don't know. It's just crazy. And now we're going to have probably another small wave of fish come in, and there's also bluegills that are starting to spawn.
Right.
You know, it was recently warm for, I would say, at least 2 weeks of 85, 87 degree weather straight. And those water temps, you know, all around Central Florida, all the way up to the St. John's River, water temps were up 75, 77, 78. I've seen 80 degrees a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And so I think some of these fish are a little ahead, and there's already bluegills spawning a little early. So, I mean, we kind of have a mixture of everything, you know?
Yeah.
Spawning fish, bluegill spawning, fish that are done, post-spawn fish that are in spawning areas eating bluegills. But, yeah, I just think there's so many fish down here, and they all kind of – the spawn is just so spread out.
Yeah. Florida guide Garrett Rockamora with us here. You know, last time the elites were at the Harris chain, it took 77 pounds and change for Buddy Gross to get the victory. That was a February deal. He was in that Banana Bay area and Banana Cove area and a little bit of a community hole there, but he was offshore a little bit more. If you had to put a number on it, now it's 2 months later in the year, if you had to put a number on it, what is your guess that it would take to win this tournament? Is this a 18 to 20 pound a day deal? Is it more than that? What do you think?
I'm going to give it a 20 pounds a day.
So you think it's an 80 pound tournament?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, in yeah. Go ahead.
It's gonna fish pretty small, but there are some things going down in some areas. You know, these guys will catch them on live scope. I mean, there's been a couple big bags caught in the last week and a half, 2 weeks up on the Harris chain. So
yeah,
I think there's potential for it to take 20 a day.
What do you make of the color in the water that seems to be there now, apparently they did some spraying and so on, and there's some concern about that, but what do you think about all of that? How does that change things?
Definitely changes a lot. I mean, the spraying situation is not good. There's hardly any clean water on that place. Mm. Maybe a handful of spots out there, you know, a couple parts of Griffin's gonna have some clean water, but I mean, it seems like the last 2 years is just getting dirtier and dirtier, and you know, there's not as much hydrilla anymore. Lake Harris used to be slap full hydrilla, and it fished amazing. You know, you had clean water everywhere you went, and now it just turned into a big, big mud pit almost. But they're still out there. They're still catching them, and these fish adjust to that water color. I mean, you know, I was out there back in November fishing. Fished a two day classic, and you know, I had some shallow fish I was going to, then I had some fish on live scope I was fishing. They could see a bait 5-6 feet away, you know, throwing a jerk bait around, and the water looked like pea soup.
Mm.
So they're adjusted to it. It kind of sucks that most of that grass is gone. Most of the good grass is gone. You know, a lot of guys are going to be spread out, but yeah, hopefully it turns around. Hopefully some stuff grows back and some of these people higher up change some stuff around and let that lake look pretty again.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Garrett Rockamora with us. All right, before I let you go, tell folks how they can find you if they want to book a big bass trip in Central Florida. Garrett Rockamora is the guy that you want. How do they get a hold of you?
You can find me on Instagram, just my name, Garrett _ Rockamora. Last name is Rockamora. And then same on Facebook. You know, if you just message me there or message me on Instagram, I have my number on Instagram. You can direct call me or just shoot me a message and I will get with you.
All right, sounds good. Garrett, I appreciate you. Garrett Rokomura has been our guest. Garrett, good luck the rest of the season. I'll see you out there somewhere, one of the opens, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. I'll see you out there.
All right, thank you. That is Garrett Rokomura, and he is an excellent, excellent guide and an excellent tournament fisherman as well. And if you're looking for a guy to fish with in the summertime up north, he's your guy as well up at the St. Lawrence. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Buddy Gross is up next on Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man.
If you overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now as we continue to talk about the Florida swing, a guy that's got good thoughts, he must have good thoughts when he thinks about Lake Harris, has got to be Buddy Gross. I mean, because the last time the elites were at Lake Harris, it was Buddy Gross that walked away with the blue trophy, found something offshore, did some damage at 22 pounds plus, almost 23 on day one, and they bookmarked that with 22.6 on the championship Sunday and won that tournament by almost 4 pounds over Drew Benton. So I thought, you know what? I got to talk to Phoenix Pro Buddy Gross, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Buddy, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me again.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. By the way, what Phoenix model are you running? Are you running that new Phoenix with the push button, panel, or are you running? What are you running? I run on a PHX. What do you run?
I'm running a 921 Pro Elite. I'm still an old school guy.
All right. You got the knobs then, right? You don't have the push button. You got the knobs. But obviously always just getting better and better what they do over at Phoenix. It is just absolutely tremendous. All right, so let's talk about this deal a little bit. Before we get to Florida and this Florida swing, which gets going next week, you guys will start your practice on Sunday. Before we get there, let's talk to the start of the season for you. It's been kind of an all-or-nothing type of deal. Started out bottom of the barrel at Toledo Bend and then made the cut and top 25 at Lake Fork. What happened at Fork that didn't happen at the Bend?
Well, I just kind of give in to the new process. I mean, there's so many things changing in fishing and pressure's moving fish and technology's changing the way we got to catch them. And I just, last year I started out pretty bad trying to accept it. And this year I did the same thing and I've come to the realization I got to get with it.
Yeah, I guess you do have to get with it. You don't sound like you're real thrilled about getting with it, though. You know, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're resigned to it, but it isn't something you're real thrilled about.
I'm just not used to chasing a fish around. I've always just found spots and it's worked, but I don't know why. Now that we have the technology, it's hard to do what you've done your whole life because you're seeing everybody else bust them. So it's kind of got me split in between what I like to do, want to do, and what I have to do. And when you're splitting your time up, it's not a good thing. You got to go all in on something. And some days it's going to be that. Some days it's going to be old school. But right now I'm still trying to figure it out.
But you're known to be an offshore guy. Shouldn't this play into your into your you know, techniques that you like? I mean, you know, you like you fish a lot of brush offshore, and of course, when you won a couple of years ago, you know, at Lake Harris, you were offshore in that Banana Bay area, out in, you know, finding that grass and so on and so forth. You would think that maybe this plays into your skill set a little bit.
I think it will once I learn the technology. I've just not fooled with it enough to know, to be real honest with you. So I came down early to try to get me a little bit more acclimated to it, because it's different. I mean, the bigger fish seem to be out roaming around all by themselves away from everything else. Where I've always been a structure guy, the structure's just not competing with these roamers now.
Yeah, I think Greg Hackney calls it, they're out in the ocean. Is what Greg Hackney says. He goes, apparently they're out in the ocean.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a dominant buck in the woods. I mean, he kind of does his own thing, and it's kind of where these big fish are. They're just kind of nomadic and just kind of following the bait. Wherever the bait goes, they go, and it's a new way of fishing, to be honest with you.
Well, talk about finding offshore stuff on like 360 or on you know, regular 2D sonar and so on, because like I say, you've always found good offshore spots. Talk about finding that and how that's different from what you're doing with forward facing sonar and what the main difference is, because you would think that that would be fairly similar. Maybe not.
Well, I think most, like, you know, so what I grew up doing was structure fishing, but it's not structure fishing anymore. This technology,
so they're not relating to anything, you're saying. They're not really relating to any particular structure. You're just looking for a, randomly almost looking for a school. They got to relate to something other than bait. Maybe not.
They're not. They're just kind of going out there away from all the pressure to kind of recuperate. But now we are able to find them whenever they're hiding. You follow me?
Yeah.
It's just another animal.
Yeah. Yeah, I see a buddy Gross with us here. All right, so let's talk about fishing these, you know, these two fisheries that you've got coming up here back to back, Harris and the St. John's. We'll start with the Harris chain. You did have success there in an area that's kind of considered a community hole, but you were a little bit away from everybody else. This is now April, so it's a couple of months later than you were there the last time. What is your expectation of what you think you're going to be able to find this go around?
You know, I don't know. You know, I think the water is supposedly a lot dirtier than what it has been, a little less grass. So I'm just going to kind of look at some of the stuff I fished in the past, but I'm actually keeping an open mind, and I'm really highly expecting to be fishing a lake that I don't usually fish, so what I think is going to happen.
And there are quite a few lakes that are connected there to the Harris chain. It's one of my favorite places in the world. I just like going through that Dora Canal, you know, going over to Mount Dora, you know, over to Lake Dora. It's just such a pretty place. It's amazing. I always wonder, I never see anybody fishing in there, but it looks so fishy. You know what I mean? I feel like we should stop and pitch to every single one of those cypress trees in that Dora Canal.
I think everybody that hits the lake likes the Dora Canal. I think that's why I don't get fished. It's like a Highway 75, you know, on the weekend. So it gets, you might get run up in there.
Yeah, I know. You will get, it does get a little hairy when it gets to Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, hopefully in your case, you'll be fishing on Sunday there. You know, so I understand too, and I don't know the detail on this. Maybe you know a little bit more about it. I understand they did some spraying there, and there is some grass that's gone that you could, you know, in the past kind of rely on, and you guys are going to have to kind of find out where that is. Do the guys know where they did this this herbicide and killed a bunch of grass off?
What I'm understanding is all the lakes are that way, and that's how come the water color is a little bit off. So when there's no grass to filter the water, it gets a little bit stained, and, you know, if everybody knows, Florida fish don't like stained water, so it's going to be a little bit tough. I think you're going to have to get on some edges and maybe fish some Kissimmee grass, which I've never done a lot of. So they're going to find whatever cover they got, and we're just going to have to figure out where it's going to be and go catch them.
Yeah, taking a look at our Omnia Lake preview as well with the Omnia Lake app, and, you know, talking about water temperatures and so on that you're finding down there. What are you seeing for water temperatures throughout the lake, and is it stabilizing? We know that a front came through earlier in the week, and, you know, hopefully you guys are going to have stable weather.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be. I haven't, you know, we're not able to get on the chain yet, but I'm fishing a few of the lakes close to it right now, and the water temperature's up in the upper 70s. Of course, it was almost 90 degrees here yesterday. So I think it's going to be a post-spawn deal, but we also have this front coming through that'll push another wave up. So this front's going to probably help the guys that want to fish it up in the dirt. but I think it's going to be anything you want here again. It's going to be fish shallow, fish deep, fish around, and I think it's going to give everybody an opportunity to have a great tournament.
Talk about techniques that you want to employ. I mean, is this whole forward-facing thing got you throwing them little minnows on a jig head, or are you able to still do some of the things that you like to do technique-wise?
I own more spinning rods and spinning reels to the right now than I've ever owned in my life, maybe all of them put together. so, yes, I am playing with a little minnow. I'm playing with a jerk bait. I'm playing with everything I can. Try to find that extra fish or two it takes to compete with these guys.
Yeah. Do you still see some of the old standbys? I mean, will a lipless crankbait play? Will you be able to throw a jerkbait at all? I mean, do you see any of the old standbys that'll a bladed jig, any of that stuff in play?
Oh, yes. I think they're going to play a lot. I just don't know that it may be the winning deal. And time will tell. I mean, you'll be able to tell in practice how many people are way out there just chasing stuff around. So, one good thing about Florida, once you find the fish, there's usually a big group of them and everybody else groups together.
Yeah, I'm looking at my Omnia Lake map here, and it's I'm seeing 74, 75 degree water throughout the Harris Chain, really up into the upper 70s. And Florida, notoriously, at least in the wintertime or early in the January or February, reacts very, those fish, really get sideways when you have a front. Do you expect that to be the case here, or do you think it'll be stabilized enough to where you'll be all right?
I think by the time we start fishing, it should be stabilized out. The front's going through now. Cold weather's going to be here for the next couple of days, but we don't start practice till Sunday, so it's got some time to settle down.
Yeah, as we talk with Buddy Gross here as he gets ready for the event at the Harris Chain. Now, what about next week when it comes to the St. John's River and you look at getting over there? Have you been able to peek ahead a little bit? We know that was a different animal the last time you guys were there. Have you thought about what you got going on over there?
You know, I got a funny feeling there's going to be a pile of people go to Rodman again this year because of the standing timber and be able to scope up there. But I think it's going to be an open avenue again. I think it's going to be some pad fishing. I think it's going to be some wood flipping. I think it's going to be some shell bed fishing and standing timber. So I think a man can choose what he wants to do there and just hope he runs into the right ones.
Yeah, and that seems to be something that a lot of guys enjoy being able to do, you know, that to be able to do a number of different techniques or use a number of different techniques when you get over there as well. All right, again, off to kind of a funny start to the season here for you. You know, if you could just figure out how to finish like 30th, you know, every week, you'd be all right.
Absolutely. I'll take a top 50 every time I go anymore. It's just give yourself an opportunity to make it on the – you got to get to the third day before you ever worry about the last day. So just trying to make sure we do what it takes to get that top 50 so we can get a check. And then from there, we try to make it to where we can get into the last day and then go for the win if we get an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something you've done with a couple of wins in the past already under your belt for sure. Buddy Gross has been our guest. Buddy, we appreciate you so much, man. Good luck down there and go get them.
Thank you very much.
That's Buddy Gross, Phoenix Pro Buddy Gross. And it's going to be very interesting to see the way Florida fishes here in April with these two events that are coming up back-to-back in April. And in the Harris Chain, it's just you just don't know what you're going to get. Fished a open there a couple of years ago, and, there's a lot of 20-pound bags to be had there. So we'll see how that all shakes out. And Buddy, remember, he had 22-pound bags day one and day four when he won, but I got a feeling he will get it figured out. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, more of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today, and we'll even throw in some free gifts.
It's your boy Seth Fighter, and I'm going to give you my picks for the Rapala Fantasy Fishing.
That's kind of where my picks are going, guys who are good little egg time.
Got a lot of experience. I think he led a day or two last year.
Post-spawn fish that are a little bit finicky. They've been, hit pretty hard through the storm. They wanted to feed up.
But in Bucket A, there was one name that jumped out on that list. Me!
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Did you know that average home equity is at an all-time high? But so is average consumer debt. Even though rates are higher now, you can use your equity to pay off your high consumer debt, student loans, etc., then refi when the rates drop. Don't put off that new home purchase. When rates drop, prices will go up. Buy now and get the best price and then refi when the rates drop. This is the time to talk to the experts at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com for more information.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we complete our tour around Florida and getting ready for the Florida swing, I mean, why not talk to a guy who, you know, he calls the St. John's River and the Harris Chain his home waters. The last time Bass was there in 2022, he had top 10 finishes in both, I think a seventh and a fourth. So John Cox is the guy that you talk to when you talk about Florida fishing and shallow water fishing, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. John, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
Oh, great, man. Thanks for having me back on.
I appreciate you you joining us here. And, you know, this is your wheelhouse now, right? I mean, this is a deal now where, you know, it hasn't been the greatest start to the season, but you survived.
I'm trying to push forward on everything.
I know. I'm just saying. I mean, it wasn't, didn't tear them up in Texas, you know, like you normally do.
I know. It's been a wild start to the season. I have had really good day ones and then fell apart and just kind of, it's just weird how some of it goes, you know, anything that could possibly go wrong kind of went wrong. And, and that's the, flip side of it, hopefully eventually things will start to go right again. Yeah. And, I'll pull into that spot and there won't be someone sitting there, or I'll get the biggest bite of that I've had that day and actually catch it and get it in the boat. So, just kind of rough start, but, we got two coming up in Florida. So I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go.
Now we got to tell the listeners too, you ran up to Lake Lanier earlier in the week as well. And you fished that no sonar deal, or that no 360, no forward facing deal, which is perfect for you because you're famous for having your forward facing sonar in the passenger seat of your truck, apparently helping you out on the road, I guess. I don't know what the deal is there, but that was a really interesting event. And man, Lake Lanier is on fire no matter what you're using, sonar or not, I guess.
Yeah, I mean it was a cool tournament. You know, they put this cap over your plug, and when the guy got in my boat, he was looking everywhere and he's like, Wait, where's the, he was so confused and he's like, "Oh, you took it off." And I was like, "Yeah, I haven't put it on yet." But it's super cool tournament, and man, everybody was like, "Man, you're going to blow that thing out." All this. And I think a lot of the guys impressed themselves going out. We only had a 4-hour ride around. Most of the guys have never even seen Lanier. And man, they are catching them. Lanier's on fire. Hopefully, we were kicking around the idea. Man, what a great place to have a Bassmaster Classic.
Yeah.
I don't know if Atlanta's going to make that happen or not, or Gainesville or whatever there. But, man, super cool tournament. And, hopefully we'll have another one. And, something neat to throw in between, all the big tournaments and stuff. It was kind of like a big club tournament.
Yeah. It was a pot tournament type of deal. But, we talk about the forward-facing sonar and the fact that it's not been on your boat. We talked to Garrett Rocamora earlier, a noted guide and opens fisherman in Florida. And I know you fished with him a little bit yourself. And he said that he went on a guide trip with you guys or whatever, your family, and he jumped in your boat. And you don't even have – all you had was mapping. You didn't even have any sonar on your boat. I mean, is that the case? I mean, you really go out there a lot of times with just mapping?
Yeah, I don't I get distracted really easily, and I even find, like, if I have 2D or have side scan on, I have a tendency to, it just pulls me away from focusing on what I'm doing, I feel like. And, you know, it just, you know, it just seems like anytime I look down, you know, that's when I get a bite and I miss them or something, you know, or, you know, or cast into the woods or whatever. But,
yeah,
I mean, I just, you know, I got the side scan on my boat this year, you know, and I'm just, I have it hooked to the front. So like, I'll put it on like while I'm fishing and kind of peek at it every once in a while. But, yeah, I just been doing the same thing for so many years, you know, just throwing at objects. Cause I, you know, I can see and staying in that, you know, 0 to 2 feet is usually kind of deep for me. So I don't know, you know, it's been working, except the, you know, these last, 3 months have been kind of rough, but, you know, it's starting to warm up and we're going to go to Florida. So
yeah,
hopefully we'll get things going again.
Yeah. Good. Doing the things, by the way, John Koch is not like 68 years old. He's 38 years old. So he is the youngest old school fisherman I know. You know what I mean? When you think about John Koch and you think about, well, the way he talks, you know, you'd think that he's a guy that, you know, that his depth finder is sticking the rod in the water, right? You know, like the old guys, you just stick the rod in the water and look at it and see, yeah, that's 3.5 feet, you know, but, that's the way you want to fish. And there's still money to be made that way, right? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, part of this is about just your own enjoyment and how you want to catch them. And that's part of the challenge, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, you know, the forward facing definitely, I feel like, allows you to, you know, I might be only presenting my bait to, you know, a dozen fish or so throughout a day. And, you know, the forward facing, you're definitely getting more opportunity when you're throwing it to more fish. But, yeah, I mean, there's some checks to be made. It's getting tougher. The guys are getting a lot better with it, and the technology is getting a lot better. But, you know, I don't know, since it was such a rough start to the season, I mean, I got to, you know, we have to make that classic. So, yeah. You know, I've never had a season. I mean, the whole time I've been doing this 16 years, I've never had a start to the season, or end of the season as rough as this beginning has been. So, you know, hopefully I don't have to put it on, when we get, up north, but there's a good chance, like, you know, if I have to, you know, make some top 20s or something, I might go ahead and throw it on and I don't know what's going to happen. I might go out there, finish dead last. I might go out there and win a couple of them. You know, I don't really know. I mean, I watched a lot of guys use the forward facing and it's crazy, especially when they get up shallow and I watch like where they're looking at fish and how they're flipping to them. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's kind of what I already do, you know, and chase, you know, individual fish a lot when I can see them. So I don't know. I mean, it could go really good or it could go really bad. So it'll be interesting to see when we get later in the season.
Well, I mean, and we saw Justin Hamner win the Bassmaster Classic fishing shallow with jerk baits and around docks and things like that. He did have it on. Mm-hmm. I almost feel like, okay, yeah, I know he had it on and he was looking and he it would verify for him that there were fish in him, particular areas or the brush he was fishing or whatever. But I get the feeling that if they didn't have it at Grand Lake, at least, I feel like he would have caught those fish anyway. It feels like he would have, that style that he was doing and a lot of the other guys were doing in shallow and, right. You know, that may have worked anyway, you know, with or without
it. Right. Yeah, I mean, Grand Lake, it was a great place to have the tournament. And, a lot of the guys, you know, if they found those key areas, I think they would have caught them for sure, just fishing for them, you know. It's just that, you know, that was the thing. Grand Lake's so big and, you know, finding those key areas, that's the whole key to the whole thing. And, it was a fun week.
John Koch with us here. All right, let's talk about the Harris chain. That's right around the corner for you. And you finished seventh the last time there in 2022 to Buddy Gross. We just talked to Buddy Gross. You know, he did his damage in that Banana Cove area, a little bit offshore, in grass, throwing a lipless crankbait and that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of this grass is gone. Talk to us about what it looks like there, because I'm hearing, you know, that it looks more like a mud pit these days than it does back in the day when it was being filtered by that grass that the Harris chain is famous for. What are you seeing?
Wow. That's news to me. I didn't know the grass was gone.
Yeah, they did a lot of spraying. You haven't been over there in a minute, huh?
I haven't been home in a minute, but, Yeah, I mean, you know, that's, you know, kind of, I saw some of the weights from some of the tournaments, and yeah, definitely something's going on over there, and that makes sense that there's no grass left in it, because that's what really helps it stay healthy, filters the water, and a lot of those fish, you know, can live out there, and it makes it, I think the grass makes it, makes you able to catch those fish, you know. Now, if the grass is gone, it might be more like, you know, back in the Jumbo Club days out there where it's just a little bit tougher. The main lakes are really dirty, and they, you know, they get up on in the Kissimmee grass, they get up in the lily pads. You know, you got to do a lot of, you know, fishing docks and stuff like that. And, so that's kind of exciting to me to, you know, to think maybe it'll fish, cause it has like probably the last 10 years, it's been really different compared to when I grew up fishing the Harris Chain. So I don't know, you know, maybe we'll go back. I mean, there's still, the place is going to be still full of big fish, and, you know, we might see more, you know, maybe like the Griffin area play, I'm guessing, or you know, because
that's where the clear water is. I know that. When I fish there, you can find some clear water in Griffin. You could always go way up.
Yeah, and it's and it's like a different lake too. Yeah. You know, compared to the rest of the chain. I don't know why. It seems like maybe it's a little more shallower. Usually has a little more grass in it. But yeah, I mean it. I mean it's going to be crazy. You know, what's neat about that place is that it's always a little different every time. And this, you know, starting in April, I was trying to look back at like. Think back up, man, where have I caught them in Harris in April? And like, I have to go back to like 10, 12 years ago when I wasn't traveling all the time, you know, fishing team tournaments, you know, with Keith and stuff because I've been gone in April. Like I just haven't been in Florida in April, you know, for anything. So, So I mean, I think it's going to be exciting. I think the fishing's probably going to be really good. You know, a lot of fish, you know, three quarters will probably be done spawning. So, you know, have them feeding and stuff. And, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I think it's going to be more of, you know, where someone, you know, fishes a couple different ways, you know, to, when I mean, maybe someone will win on an offshore spot, but, I think, you know, changing it up every day is going to probably be huge there.
Yeah. And then at the St. John's, you were fourth. Ironically, you had 2 ounces more at the St. John's last time we did this deal back to back with St. John's and Harris. You had 67.8 at Harris and 67.10 at the St. John's, which was good for fourth. Yeah. It's amazing. Almost the exact same weight in those back to back tournaments. At that point, I think it was the with the St. John's first and then Harris, both were in February. But then so you go to the St. John's, and that's been a different fishery over the last few years. If you go back all the way to, say, 2015, 2016, when you guys started fishing it almost every year, to now, you know, there's a lot of change that has happened there as well.
Yeah, I mean, we have a you know, a slight bit of the, I guess, a lot of the grass not growing, but they're working on it. We actually, I was working with, or actually took a guy fishing the other day, and, you know, talking about, you know, trying to get in there and doing some, you know, trying to restore some of that stuff. So, that's going to be pretty exciting. And, yeah, I mean, it's going to be, it's going to fish different, you know, a lot of the fish, I think a lot of the, current from the tide, you know, in that northern area, I think it's going to play more than we've seen in the past. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if the scoping really plays on the St. John's.
John Cox has been our guest. He is a Florida Hammer. There's no doubt about it. He's the guy you want to have on your fantasy teams for both the Harris Chain and the St. John's River. John, we appreciate you so much, man. It's always great to catch up, and this is the time that you catch up and start working your way up that standings on the AOIs because this is your hometown. So we're pulling for you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for everything.
All right. Thank you. That's John Cox. And he's a tremendous angler, and it's always great to talk to him. I enjoy when I get an opportunity to talk to him on or off the air because he's just a fascinating guy. And to be honest with you, he fishes the way I like to fish. All right. We're going to get a break in here. When we come back, we will wrap this one up. I'm Tom Abraham. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Hey, gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Metaseries rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com. Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Did you know that average home equity is at an all-time high, but so is average consumer debt? Even though rates are higher now, you can use your equity to pay off your high consumer debt, student loans, etc., then refi when the rates drop. Don't put off that new home purchase. When rates drop, prices will go up. Buy now and get the best price and then refi when the rates drop. This is the time to talk to the experts at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com for more information.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Yeah, welcome back for the final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Now is your chance to win Kevin Van Dam's Nitro Z21 XL Pro loaded with Minn Kota and Hummingbird equipment. Just follow Minn Kota and Hummingbird on Instagram and like, comment, and tag on the official sweepstake posts. Post a photo of yourself with a Minn Kota or Hummingbird logo or product on Instagram with hashtag KVD Victory Lap and tag both brands. Just visit Minn Kota.johnsonoutdoors.com and click on the image for more details. Now, the new Ultra Quest trolling motor combines the most responsive, intuitive steering ever with GPS-powered automatic boat control. The new Quest series of dual 24-36 brushless trolling motors were designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever, and even an eco mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. So let's take a look at the Progressive Insurance Angler of the Year standings. Leading the way is Trey McKinney and Ben Milliken with 195 points, and just 1 point back is Patrick Walters at 194. The Bassmaster Classic winner Justin Hamner has 191 points, and in fifth it is a tie between Koyo Fujita and Wesley Gore and Cooper Gallant with 190 points. Now to the Falcon Rods Rookie of the Year standings. Well, it's the same two guys at the top, Trey McKinney and Ben Milliken, and then Wesley Gore in third, Tyler Williams in fourth, and Kyle Patrick brings up the fifth place spot there. And finally, in the Tackle Warehouse EQ's qualifiers list, Evan Kung leads the way with 568 points. Dakota Ebert is second at 555. Matt Adams, 529 points. Fourth is Mike Sermon. Fifth is Easton Foldergal. In sixth, it's Andy Newcomb. In seventh, Bobby Bakewell. In eighth, Cody Meyer. And in ninth, it's Christian Ostrander. Now, sitting just a couple of points out of the qualifying top nine is Trevor McKinney. Bo Browning is in 11th, and Brandon McMillan sits in 12. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at SportsByline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.